As we heard in tonight's gospel reading taken from St. Matthew chapter 4, the devil himself tries to even attack God, God himself in Jesus Christ, trying to bring him down. And we look at the actions and the life of Jesus Christ himself, of how we can use these spiritual weapons against the evil one. And as we look further in the scriptures, we learn how we're called to make sure that we are being strengthened and we have the grace and the ability to fight against the evil one. First and foremost, as we heard in the Gospel in St. Matthew, and as we hear in the other Gospels that account Jesus being tempted in the desert, we see that the Lord, on each of the three accounts that the devil tries to tempt him to worship him or to fall away from who he is, Jesus Christ uses the scriptures, the word of God, to fight and to combat the evil one. So therefore, it is upon us that we need to know the words of God, the holy scriptures, when we are preparing ourselves to fight against the evil one. Because that is what we are doing, or one of the things we are doing during this great Lent, learning to be strengthened on how we fight against the sins that we commit and the temptations that fight against us. We hear in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, as St. Paul tells us, "For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divisions of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart." St. Paul is so eloquently telling to us that when we have the word of God, it is living and powerful, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. This is one of our first defenses against the evil one. So that means it's upon us to make sure that we read our scriptures daily and have it in our hearts. And when we find those verses that speak to us and allow us to understand more about God's will for us, we can use those words of the scriptures like Jesus Christ did to fight against the evil one when he tries to tempt us, when he tries to attack us, and when he comes at us and trying to bring us down from our life in God. Secondly, the weapon that we need to fight against this war against evil, we need to have Jesus Christ. First and foremost, we have to be partaking of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, being Orthodox Christians who participate in the Qurbana service every Sunday. We need to make sure that we're having the flesh and blood of Christ living in us, that we need to have him living in us so that we can hear his words when we read the scriptures, that we can understand his words when we are reading the scriptures, and that when we are by ourselves and we're living in this world, fighting against our own selfish needs or against the evil one, we have Christ himself that we know is living inside of us, within our hearts, to allow us to fight against death and sin and to live the life of everlasting life. As St. John writes to us the words of Christ in chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus Christ says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." This is a promise that is given to us by Christ himself, that when we have his flesh and blood, we have eternal life. And that eternal life will give us the strength, and it is the strength and source of strength that helps us to combat against evil when we make sure that we're participating in it correctly and rightly and righteously in the presence of God by his grace, and coming before him in a contrite heart when we participate in the Holy Qurbana. Secondly, when we talk about following the example of Jesus Christ or using Jesus Christ as a weapon, we have to follow his examples. St. Peter tells us in his first epistle in chapter 2, verse 21, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." Just as we hear in this passage taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, him being tempted in the desert, we see that he first and foremost uses the scriptures, but he also calls us to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. And he teaches us all the lessons of life of what it means to be holy and to be truly his disciple in taking up our crosses. So when we look at his life of sacrifice, and of unconditional love and forgiveness and repentance, calling us to repent of our sins and to live in Him and to live in God. We follow His examples to see that this is how we live a life that glorifies Him and can be able to fight against the evil one. Thirdly, we have to participate in the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't have the strength to have that daily struggle against the evil one, because it is a daily struggle. The fathers of the church have taught us that there is a spiritual warfare that we're fighting in this earthly life, awaiting the second coming. And there were, by the grace of God and by Christ Himself telling to us in His scriptures, in St. John chapter 14, verses 25 through 26, He says, "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring you to the remembrance all things that I have said to you." So Christ is promising to us that the Holy Spirit, God Himself, will reside in us, helping us to understand and to discern His will in our life, and to know and to make those right decisions against evil and against the evil forces. Fourthly, if you really want to fight against these temptations and the struggles of sin and of evil, we have to have Christian fellowship, and we have to have brothers and sisters who help us stay accountable to the faith that we have. You know, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 says, "Iron sharpens iron, and a man sharpens the countenance of his friend." The scriptures are telling to us that when we have brothers and sisters in Christ who are truly looking out to strengthen one another, we'll be able to find the strength and the solace and the support to fight against the evil one. Because when we fall and we fall down upon ourselves and look into the darkness, if we look to our brothers and sisters, that Christian fellowship, to help us, to give us that supporting hand, just as we see from the very beginning of the early church, which leads me to my last and final point. We need the church to help support us and to guide us, because the church is for us. Christ left us the church so that we can be healed. It is a hospital for us sinners to be gaining the strength and to be able to get that armor and that ability to fight against the evil one by God's grace. Because it is in the church that we receive the word of God in the scriptures. It is in the church that we partake in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. It is in the church that we receive the Holy Spirit in our baptism and throughout the holy services in our life in the church. And it is in the holy church that we find our brothers and sisters in Christ who allow us and who are there to support us and to be able to know that Christ is living amongst our community and living amongst us. Because Christ tells us in the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst." This is a promise that Christ gives to us. And He shows us what it means to be truly human. And He shows us how we can fight against the evil one and fight that good battle through His grace and mercy and have the weapons to fight against the evil one who's always trying to devour us, as St. James tells us in his epistle in chapter 4. That he's a roaring lion that is looking to devour us. But Christ does not leave us alone or leave us defenseless. But He gives us these weapons by His grace and mercy to fight against the evil one. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, let us use these weapons given to us by God to fight against the evil one through His word, through His Son, Jesus Christ, through His Holy Spirit, through our brothers and sisters, and through the church itself, so that we can be faithful and true Christians, that when we participate in the Holy Week, after doing this great Lent of the 40 days and going into the Holy Week and celebrating the Holy Easter, let us rejoice in knowing that we have crucified from ourselves the sins that we have confessed, that we have been made cognizant of or realized during this Lenten season and during this time of fasting, so that we can be raised up with Jesus Christ on that Holy Sunday, on that Holy Resurrection Day, and know that Christ is lifting us up like He lifted up all of mankind who come and confess and believe in Him. May that be our prayer and our hope throughout all the days of our life. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessing for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always and forever. Amen.